This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
This is Big News Night. A federal court just blocked the majority of Trump's tariffs. The Court of International Trade saying he overstepped his authority under an International Emergency Economic Powers Act. This was, I believe, the three-judge panel. There was a Reagan appointee, a Trump appointee, and a Biden appointee.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
Shannon, great to have you back. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It comes at us rapid fire. It's like drinking out of a fire hose or something. So last night, as you heard Laura Ingraham there reporting on this this decision to block the president's ability to set tariffs, stop tariffs. What impact does this have?
Well, listen, a lot of the markets and folks around the world are cheering this.
Yeah.
They have not enjoyed the instability of this season and of President Trump's ability to levy some really heavy-handed, heavy-duty tariffs around the world. But it only freezes part of his tariffs. You know, what they found essentially is he didn't have the power to declare an emergency to justify those tariffs. Other big tariffs left in place, things dealing with, metals and steel and auto. And the president does have some other levers that give him the opportunity to levy tariffs, but in much smaller numbers. So we'll see. I mean, the administration signaled right away that they intend to appeal this, and I imagine that will take no time.
Yeah, probably not. I love John Kennedy's reaction to this. Let me play it.
You mean that a federal judge has intervened with the other two branches' ability to make policy? I'm shocked. That hasn't happened since yesterday.
Right.
As only Kennedy can say it. So tell me about this three-judge panel. This is some sort of a trade court. Is that what it is?
Yes, the U.S. Court of International Trade, it's a federal court. It's centered in New York City. Essentially, from there, you can go to file appeal at the federal circuit. That's the appellate, the next step up, which is assuming where they're going to go.
Okay.
Rather than asking for a fuller, broader hearing back there at the international court where they just lost. But eventually, all of this is on a track to the Supreme Court. That's where this would eventually end up if those appeals continue. So, listen, they're already dealing with dozens of issues involving the Trump administration. Some of them cases they've heard on the merits. Others are all of these emergency things that are pending. But I would imagine the Trump administration has a very fast-track plan to get there as quickly as they can.
Shannon, have you been following this whole story out of Seattle where now Dan Bongino is getting involved and he's calling on an investigation because he's saying it was basically targeted violence against religious groups who had gathered together when there were some counter protests that broke out. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to blame the Christian group that had gathered there.
Yeah, and what I know of this story is that these folks had applied for a permit. I mean, that they were trying to do this in accordance with what Seattle requires of various demonstrations and those kinds of things. And that, yes, there were counter protesters who showed up and clearly had a very different point of view. And some of the stuff got really tense, and it was not a good situation. There were a number of arrests, but you're right. The Seattle, I believe it was the mayor who came out at some mm-hmm. point and was saying, like, this is religious people. They're the crazy ones. They're the ones who created the trouble. Hmm. And there are a lot of other folks who, you know, they had their cell phones. They were taking video of things as they were happening and tell a very different story.
Yeah, very true. Got Shannon Bream on here with us, host of Fox News Sunday. I was watching, of course, the fallout from the Big Beautiful Bill. The headlines this morning would leave one to believe that because Elon Musk disagrees with Donald Trump on the cuts in the bill, that's the reason he's currently leaving the administration. But when you read Elon's statement, that's not what it is at all. I mean, is that your take on it?
Well, yeah, and the thing is, we have been telling people who are listening from the beginning that he has this special government employee status that was time limited. Even if he wanted to stay and keep doing in a very full-throated way, listen, he says the DOGE work is going to continue, but doing it in the same way, there was always a time limit on him. So it's a little disingenuous, I think, to see some of these headlines blaring like Elon runs away and all of these kinds of things, where we knew that there was going to be a cutoff point for his active involvement under this, you know, special government employee status.
Yeah, I wondered about that as I was reading this, because DOGE continues. I mean, he claims that whatever cuts they've corrected here, or whatever waste they've corrected, is going to be a path forward for the government to continue those sorts of savings.
Yeah, and I do think that there's definitely some disappointment for those who are really backing what Musk was trying to do, feeling like there would be bigger numbers, there would be bigger cuts. Even he has said, I did not realize just how difficult this swamp thing was going to be, which was the feeling I got from President Trump the first time around his first term. I felt like Elon Musk is having the experience that Donald Trump had when he became president the first time.
Right.
Walking into this place that is so dense with bureaucracy and out of control spending, that it is a really difficult thing for anybody to say. We've had decades and decades, if not longer, of, you know, calls for, you know, cuts to waste, fraud and abuse by the D's and the R's. And then when you get here and try to do it, man, there are roadblocks you couldn't imagine.
Yeah, very true. The Golden Dome came up again this week. I heard President Trump talking about that and suggesting he might extend it to Canada mm-hmm. if they want to become the 51st state.
Right. And he continues to use this language, our most cherished, beautiful 51st state. Like, we're going to treat you great. Just come on down. I think we all know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, that is not happening.
No.
But he's not going to miss an opportunity to stir the pot a little bit when it comes to Canada.
No, I don't. And, you know, the Canadians, I don't think they've really responded to that one yet. But
no.
Have you had a chance to talk to, like, that new Canadian prime minister, anyone like that?
I haven't, and it's been so interesting to watch, you know, where the polls were 6 months ago to where they ended up this time. But it's interesting to see that when some of these leaders are face-to-face with President Trump, they will, you know, have a very heated rhetorical back and forth between the two of them. But then when you see them together and you wonder behind closed doors, it really ratchets down and they start to talk about the serious things that they have to handle as, you know, allies, trading partners, people who share a border. So I'll be interested to see how that relationship develops.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Are you expecting anything big out of the Supreme Court this week?
Well, 10 a.m. this morning, we will get opinions. We are waiting on a number of big ones on everything from guns to, you know, trans treatment for minors, a big law out of Tennessee being challenged there, and so many more. Funding for Planned Parenthood, there's a lot. You know, the court will tell us you're getting something, but won't tell us what we're getting. So it's sort of like Christmas morning with a stack of dread on the side because you just don't know what's coming. But it's a surprise starting at 10 a.m. Eastern.
How about Sunday morning? You got plans yet?
We do. We're actually going to be live from the Edward Kennedy Center up in Boston for a couple of reasons, but we're going to have Senator Dave McCormick with us, Republican out of Pennsylvania, to talk, you know, foreign policy. The president will be in Pittsburgh on Friday. But on Monday, I am moderating a debate between Senators Fetterman and McCormick there at the Kennedy Center in Boston. So we're going to set that up. And, you know, a lot of folks, they are wondering how Senator Fetterman is really doing. So he'll join us for that special debate on Monday, too.
Looking forward to it, Shannon. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You bet. Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday. All right, coming up, we'll find out what our buddy Griff Jenkins is up to this week. Back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.